My name is Benjamin Pazero and I'm a software developer on the Visual Studio Online Monaco team. In this short video, I would like to show you how you can quickly create a Node.js application using Monaco. For this, we are using the Express framework, and I've prepared a small Git repository where we can start cloning our project from. I open the Git viewlet, paste in the URL, and start the clone operation. In this case, I'm actually connecting to the visualstudioonline.com Git repository. So it asks for credentials, I say OK, and the process starts. What you see is a very basic Node.js structure here with a package.json and an app.js file. In order to run this, we have to install the required modules using npm first. In the console, I can simply type npm install, and it will run the installation process looking into the package.json and do whatever is needed. Since this operation can take a while, you can quickly go to other files and let this operation complete in the background. For instance, we can look here at the package.json and see what kind of version we are installing and what other dependencies we have. This little blue indicator here in the activity bar shows us the activity as the thing goes. And now, since the batch goes away, we see the operation has completed. To run this application, all you need to do is click the Run button here, and what you see is the output window showing up. What the output window shows you here is that our application runs on a URL, Node.js Express at the websites.net. So we just click on this and open it to see what we see. So here's the simple Hello World sample. Now there's more to it. The output of the application actually shows up in the output window. So whatever gets written to standard out shows up here, and we already see some output. Another interesting detail is that we created a default web config to run our Node.js application. Let's open this file and have a look. As you can see, our side-by-side behavior allows us to quickly move the output window to the side so we can have it back whenever needed. Under the hood, we use IIS Node to run your Node.js application. And IIS Node leverages this web config file to actually decide how the application runs. There are some important aspects to it. For instance, the entry point to your application has to be listed here, and it is app.js in our case, as you can see in the Explorer. Another interesting thing is the watched file property. Whatever you put in here, and you make a file to a change that is listed here, will cause IIS Node to restart your application. So for this, you don't need to do anything. If you edit a top-level JavaScript file, like the app.js, the server will restart automatically, and that's it. You can actually click on this link here on the top to see more information of what the web config can do for you for configuring your Node.js application. Now, let's do a small edit to our application. And for this, I'm going to install some TypeScript reference files. These are used to actually provide rich IntelliSense for our libraries that we use. Since we use Express and Node, we will upload the definitions for these two. All I need to do is create a top-level references folder, and in here, upload the d.ts files that include the definitions. These files are pretty large, especially for Node, so if I use Quick Outline here, which is Ctrl-Shift-O, and navigate around, I can see that this definition file contains the entire definition of the Node.js library. Now with this, I can go into app.js, which is our entry point, and I can actually program against the Express API because we also have an Express d.ts file. Let's do some real-world example and add some basic authentication to our application. We do this on top of here. We do app use, and we see IntelliSense coming up here. So I can say express.basicauth, and as soon as I trigger this, you can see that there's actually also some JSDoc information coming up explaining me nicely what this function does. Let's make this simple and call it Hello World is username and password, and that's it. What's important to know is that IntelliSense for modules that you created comes for free. So here we have a user.js file which lives in the routes, and it doesn't do much now, but let's use it as an example. So if I use this, I will get some rich IntelliSense for free without installing anything. So I can type user.list, you can see IntelliSense coming up. And if I hover over this member, I can see actually the JSDoc comment. So this is well integrated into Monaco. Now, we have added the basic auth route. And if you remember, We have a watched file property in our web config, so whatever change we do to the top-level JavaScript file will cause our server to restart. This means I should be able to refresh here, and the login should actually show up. As you can see, this works. I can say hello world, and I'm in here. This concludes the short demo. And if you like this project, or maybe you don't like it anyway, give us some feedback from our feedback widget here. Thank you.